Right, if you want more information on that, you can get hold of Andy's book, which should be in all bookshops. Pardon? Oh, is it outside as well? Yeah, so it's outside if you want to get hold of it. Okay, up next is Alex Young, who's part of the Sheffield University Amnesty Group, and he'll be talking about the erosion of civil liberties in the name of security.
Bear with me a second, I'm just going to set up my PowerPoint thing.
Skip, press the skip. Oh, your stuff should be there. Yeah? Just press F5.
A lot of what I've said has been covered by Mozo and Andy. And as they've been talking about Guantanamo, I'm going to stick to the stuff about UK civil liberties and their connection with the war on terror. Obviously, Amnesty doesn't condone acts of terrorism and acknowledges the right of governments to protect their citizens. But the so-called war on terror cannot be used to justify acts of torture, the practice of rendition, or prolonged detention without trial. Bringing justice to perpetrators of terrorism does not require the erosion of our civil liberties. Governments, including the UK's, have manipulated public fears to excuse actions that under normal circumstances would never be thought acceptable. This is something that Tony Blair said after the events of September the 11th. Let no one be in doubt that the rules of the game are changing. This is the kind of rhetoric that he uses to exploit public fear. Since this time, the government proceeded to create new anti-terror legislation. They rushed this through and when other events were going on as well. These gave law authorities new powers to restrict the liberties of UK citizens. At first, they attempted to create a 90-day limit, which was the event of Tony Blair's first defeat in the Commons in November 2005. And the detention limit was then reduced to 28 days. This 28-day limit is still longer than any other country in the world. Other such components of anti-terror legislation include the introduction of a kilometre-wide zone around Parliament where protests are not permitted. Someone's been running an anti-war protest since the start of the Iraq War, and this zone had basically closed down his protest. This prevents us from voicing our opinions in the seat of our democratically elected representatives, a place where, obviously, our voices are very important. This new legislation also brings in laws that allow people to be detained if they're considered a threat to national security and various other terms like this. These vague terms of suspicion are open to misinterpretation and abuse, particularly through sensationalisation, and obviously result in incidences of Islamophobia and things like that, which is your society's have to deal with all the time. None of these changes are justified or necessary, and none of them are backed up by any empirical evidence. Human rights and security are not alternatives. This is something that Kofi Annan, the UN Security General, said. Human rights laws make ample provision for counter-terrorist action, even in the most exceptional circumstances. This was the stuff that existed before 2001 and all these kind of things. Compromising human rights cannot serve the struggle against terrorism. On the contrary, it facilitates achievement of the terrorist objective by ceding to him the moral high ground and provoking tension, hatred and mistrust of the government among precisely those parts of the population where he's most likely to find recruits. As Kofi said, violating these human rights to fight terrorism is counterproductive. I'm now going to talk about some of the examples of the erosion of civil liberties within our own country. Obviously, internment camps like Guantanamo are striking examples of these. But as the other speakers have talked about that, I'll move on to the issue of detention without trial. Currently in the UK, the limit is 28 days. The government has just announced its intention to extend this limit to 42 days. This is after showing its intentions to have the limit at 90 days before. Opponents of the extension have requested evidence repeatedly that this extension is necessary, but the government cannot provide any. The Home Secretary herself admitted this weekend that there is no evidence that anyone detained for 28 days has ever needed to be detained longer. Even when it was 14 days, there was still no evidence. As well as being an affront to the system of fair trials in themselves, there are possible dangerous consequences of these kinds of restrictions on people's liberties. Without being sensationalist, the erosion of liberties could lead to internment camps in our own country. This may seem unthinkable in the UK, but remember, only a few years ago, a lot of US citizens would have felt the same way about their land. Now, a US internment camp is a reality at Guantanamo Bay, where some people have been held for over 5 years, almost six, as Andy pointed out, without being charged or given a trial. This is completely unjust. We need to let the government know that we do not agree with these practices. Now I'm going to play you a clip from the Unsubscribe campaign, which is Amnesty's campaign against these kind of issues, to highlight the kind of practices that are performed in our name to maintain what is called security. What I meant before when I said these practices are committed in our name is that our government is complicit in the perpetration of this torture. They're complicit in the practice of rendition. Rendition, as Mozambique explained earlier, is the practice of people being abducted and transported to places where they can be tortured in the name of our government and the US government. The UK government is obviously not the worst, but has failed to take a principled stance on the practice known as rendition. It's also known that CIA planes have used UK airports and airspace, and there's still been no independent investigation commissioned by our government. As with retention without trial, we need to inform our government that we don't agree with these practices. There are many things you can do, from awareness raising to direct action to the government and your representatives. Spreading the word between your friends and family is a good way to start, letting them know that civil liberties are important, and things that can seem innocuous, such as ID cards and things like that, are actually erosions of your civil liberties. Writing to Gordon Brown or your MP and asking them specifically for an inquiry into the UK's involvement in rendition, requesting no further expansion of the pre-charge detention period, and also requesting that all the UK citizens in Guantanamo are properly brought home. An interesting film to watch about these issues of civil liberties is something called Taking Liberties. The director came to our Amnesty student conference and talked about his film there, but that details incidences of an anti-war protest was illegally pulled over, three coachloads of people going to protest, and turned around and given no explanation of why they had to turn back and go back to London. The practice was completely illegal, and it's been performed by UK our police officers, supposed to be upholding the law. The last thing I want to do is a little plug for Amnesty International's website. Our campaign to fight the erosion of civil liberties and human rights and abuses in the name of security is called Unsubscribe, which you probably saw in the video clip earlier. The website on the screen, www.unsubscribeme.org, has got lots of materials and tools to help spread the word. You can also see that film I showed you and access sample letters to write to your MPs and things like that. Another source is the Amnesty website, www.amnesty.org.uk, and the books by Andy and Mozan. Thanks very much for listening.